Mr. Bojangle. Mr. Bojangle. Mr. Bojangle.
What I do live with the show that's coming to the Delphi is I have footage that I've shot over the years, and I had a lot of stills put together. And for the Russia trip in particular, I took an 8mm movie camera that recorded sound and got it to work as much as I could and recorded some really fun things and took a lot of shots and put it together to tell the story on stage, to take people on the trip with us.
He talked of life. He talked of life. He laughed, clicked his heels, and stared. Willie said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the cell.
And John Cable, who's in the show that's coming to the Delphi, is an ex-member of the Dirt Band. He was with us in the 70s. Also, Les Thompson was an original founding member. In fact, Les was the guy that called me up in 1966 and said, hey, you ought to come play with me and Jeff and Jimmy. We're starting a new band. And also, you mentioned the Made in Brooklyn album. Well, Matt Cardsonis, I've been playing music with for the last 25 years, whenever I could, and we'll be doing some songs from that album, a couple of Warren Zevon songs. And a lot of what we're doing reflects the Circle Being Broken and the Russia trip. And it's really fun to tell this story with pictures behind us.
When I saw that hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
I said to that. I really look forward to bringing it to the Opera House, because this is the most fun I have doing, actually, performing. And the other guys, Les Thompson is a wonderful bass player. He's a guy that played bass on Bojangles. Now I got him playing it with me. And we do a lot of bluegrass and music from the Circle Being Broken album and some of the early Dirt Band hits. When we became the first American band to go to Russia in 1977, it was all based upon the Russians had come to see us. The Cultural Affairs Department representatives had come to see us four different times, and they liked the audience. They liked the way people reacted, and that's what got us that job more than anything. It was funny when we went and auditioned for, you ever heard of the movie Paint Your Wagon?
Yes.
It was one of the first big time showbiz things that we were involved in 1968. We auditioned for Alan Lerner and Joshua Logan, the big Broadway director. And that was in a giant Paramount soundstage with just the two of them. Boy, was that weird. Okay, play another song, boys. And that was a 1968 Dirt Band. And played another song, and okay, play another song. And they're sitting there talking to each other. And I thought we were going to be out of there. And okay, we want to use you. A week later, we were up in Oregon and spent 4 months on the set watching Lee Marvin and Clint Eastwood trying to sing.
I talked to the trees, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars.
We're all looking forward to it, and it's going to be a couple hours, so plan on being there a while. And we like to meet everybody. Everybody that's playing with me has stories. That's what's fun about it. Matt Cardsonis, a great singer, mandola guitar player. He spent 6 years with Warren Zevon, and people love to talk to him about that after the show. And we do a Warren Zevon song, too. Anyway, thank you. And like I said to my mom, thanks for having me.